How to insult a whole subcontinent. Say you don't like. How to insult a whole subcontinent. Say you don't like their food. Back in 1970, my mother hosted a symposium on some urban planning issue. And a few American professors attended. At a dinner my mother asked me to attend, I spoke to those professors, and they liked me. This was a year before I graduated from architecture school. I was offered a scholarship to Princeton University to get another degree, in urban planning. I had no idea what urban planning was really. But regardless I said, no, thank you. I said, nay, I am not interested. The professors didn't even blink. I didn't want to come to the USA, where, according to the movies, when men go home, before they say hello, before they do anything else, they go and make a drink for themselves and their wives. And then, after they drink, they say hello. Maybe. I despised that. 51 years passed since. I have been living in the USA for 36 years. Today's story, take Gene Weingarten, a humorist, who doesn't like Indian food. And a whole subcontinent considers it a smear, a slight on them, a smear on their ego. It is not enough that he appreciates their science, their inventions, their significance in history. No, he should love their food, or else. And while people insist that everyone likes what they like, everything exactly the way they like, sex, food, politics, the world is going out in a handbasket. This is an aside, I have done hundreds of food lists that say which foods, spices, for example, are toxic to you and which are considered food by your body. So far 90% of people tested no to Indian spices, including turmeric, and other ingredients in curry and other Indian sauces. So demanding that the whole world should love what you love, is the peak of narcissism. Yeah, narcissism. The opposite of what I teach. Let's look what it is that I teach. Today a longtime student of mine asked me about enlightenment. If having enough height of vibration makes one enlightened. Most Indian gurus talk if they were enlightened. If you are American, for example, you flock to this spiritual teaching, exactly the way you flock to Indian food. You change your name to Swami this and that. And you think you are now special. If you detected distaste and anger in the previous sentence, it was there. Because you are spreading lies, misinformation, spiritual mumbo-jumbo, and you are a typical second-hander. Encouraging in your followers more of the same. That makes me angry. I don't like it. But as far as I am concerned, be the best fake you can be. Will you? No skin off my nose. I know nothing about enlightenment, and haven't been interested. Enlightenment sounds to me like a degree to be awarded, a feather in your cap. Something to brag about. But I humbled myself and looked into Google. I've read books by two people, Osho and Eckhart Tolle, who claimed they got enlightened. Both said it was traumatic, and almost like a moment. If I am not mistaken, the Buddha said something like that too. In reality nothing is sudden, even if it looks sudden. It had been in the works for quite a while. Earthquakes, storms, everything. I do not litter my consciousness with other stuff. So-called knowledge. Knowledge is what blocks one from experiencing, but these three people say they are there. WTF? I had a dramatic experience back in 1987, when I drove southbound on the NJ Parkway, and I noticed that there are trees and there is sky. I think enlightenment is like that, when you see things for what they are, and not the memory of them, or not what they shouldn't be, or not what they should be. That things just are. What you say about them is not them. It is what you say about them. But it seems that there is a ladder to climb to get there. This is from Wikipedia. Before you read it and consider it the truth, consider something else first. Wikipedia is written by volunteers. I have myself edited several of the entries. No qualification is required. So Wikipedia's truth value, as a whole cannot be higher than humanity's knowledge as a whole. Which is 7% puny, isn't it? So was/is Osho and Eckhart Tolle enlightened? Osho, no. Eckhart Tolle, somewhat. The Buddha? No. So here is what is in Wikipedia. In Buddhism, the seven factors of awakening are 1. Mindfulness. To maintain awareness of reality. 2. Investigation of the nature of reality. 3. Energy, also determination, effort. 4. Joy or rapture. 5. Relaxation or tranquility of both body and mind. 6. Concentration, a calm, one-pointed state of mind, or clear awareness. 7. Equanimity. To accept reality as it is without craving or aversion. This evaluation of seven awakening factors is one of the seven sets of awakening-related states. It is like Hindi to me. Sorry, I couldn't pass it. Lol. It seems to me that my programs are to facilitate enlightenment, or awakening. Awakening, or awaken should be the natural state of man, but as you can tell, it isn't. Humans, Homo sapiens already fails at level 1, mindfulness. Mindfulness is to interface with things the way they are, and not what we say about them. I.e. have the right circle empty. Remember the three circles? The left circle is reality, what is happening. Things that have a beginning, a middle and an end, available to measure. The right-hand circle is all the stuff we say. And the middle circle, your personal reality contains a hint of reality, a little part of reality, and a whole lot of our interpretation, imaginings, opinion, and meaning. If you look long enough, you can see that the entire process of enlightenment is to live life in the left circle, even though your mind will not stop to say things. The art is to have them be kept separate. What is and what you say about it? If and when you do, we can say you can be happy, you can be healthy, you can be free. But, of course, the culture of Homo sapiens is not very conducive to living like that. The whole culture is emotion and talk centered. Stuck there. It is not that there needs to be silence in the brain that you need, it is the distinguishing what you say and is being said, totally independent of you. Example, when you say that is wrong you immediately consider it reality, and your emotions follow without delay. Bad emotions, unpleasant emotions. When I say that is wrong, no emotions. None. Not even a little bit. When I say that was stupid about something I said or did. No emotions. It is an assessment, and is meaningless. No meaning. When I say, my mother should have loved me. No emotions. None. There were, for more than 60 years. But not anymore. So how did I get there? I can't claim any special abilities. I didn't and don't have any. I even have a huge hindrance, being an empath I can feel other people's bad feelings. I used to look what that meant in reality. What allowed me to have control over what I consider reality and what I consider noise, or assessment, my assessment, is the 202 energies bundled in the effortless abundance activator. It's called effortless because the energies do most of the work. It's called abundance because abundance is an experience. No such thing in reality, abundance. There is many, there is few, but not abundance. But magically, it does feel magical, the bundle of energies reduce all the negative emotions to bearable level, to the level where the noise is reduced to almost nothing, and you can actually hear yourself. And hear what it is that you want to do. And then you do what is yours to do. And it may lead to plenty. If that is what you want. I am not into abundance. I am sharpest when I have needs, and lazy and good for nothing when everything is easy. So I prefer to be in need. When I am sharp. When I need to be sharp. Personal preference. Knowing myself. Anyway, what I am trying to say is that what allowed me to climb to near the top of the vibrational tree is the energies that reduce the emotions. And that is what I have to offer to you both in the heaven on earth, and in the effortless abundance activator. Only when the emotions don't come up strongly from the meaning you give or the little voice, not you, gives, that you can hope even for mindfulness, the first level of enlightenment, or awakening. It is probably called awakening because unbeknownst to you, you live in a daze, in a made-up illusion, not in reality. When I first noticed that there was sky and there were trees, that was an awakening. And believe it or not, I can repeat it at will every moment of every day. I can look out my window and see nothing but the swirling thoughts in my head as I am writing this article, or I can look out and see trees, sky, clouds, hear the birds in the background. The effortless abundance activator has birds covering up the breathing, and suddenly I involuntarily sigh. Heavenly. I got present. There are still thoughts, and I can present to them, but I am present to them as thoughts. If this didn't make sense, don't worry. It is above the level where you are. Anyway, the Ho and the effortless abundance activator, used religiously, as close to 24/7 as possible, can take you where I am. Muscletist says, yes. So you see, I am not special. I am just ahead of you. I didn't just sell the energies, I also have been using them. 24/7. Click here to start your awakening. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/fabaudio. If you have already purchased the Effortless Abundance Audio or the Ho but have the habit of buy things twice or three times for good measure, I have sent you an email. I honestly hope it won't go to spam this time. Frown. A few people have already marked it as spam. What happens when you do that? Like in Harry Potter, the curse rebounds. And instead of harming me, It harms you. I used to be a very angry person. All my anger rebounded and hurt me. Darn. But it is the nature of reality. You better get used to it.